This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I sit back with my brand new Wiggins.
Oh, Wiggins!
The Bee or Not the Bee.
Hello, everyone. This is The Bee or Not the Bee for Wiggins America on Friday. As we always do, these are stories that are either fake from the Babylon Bee or they are real, and you have to tell me which is which. Here's the first one. Diddy did drugs shaped like Obama.
Oh, man.
I think that's real, and I think you just put something together for me because I've seen these things on Twitter that might have happened the day I was sick and slept all day, and it was like, you're gone for Twitter for 24 hours, and you don't get any of the jokes. Is this real? Please tell me this is real.
I think this one's real, too.
Well, I was going to say real, but now I'm going to say the B just to be different.
Thank you,
special.
Ethan. You're wrong.
This takes so much pleasure in that, Ryan.
This is real. Diddy did drugs shaped like Obama's face. So there were the actual federal court drug evidence logs say that he had pills called Red Obama and Green Obama. And there's pictures of them. And they look like little Obama faces and they're ecstasy. There were various pills, but one was in the form of former president's face.
I thought that when I saw all these, they were like animal crackers.
No. These were little Obama faces and they were X. On X. You probably saw it. President Obama, this witness named David James, in a federal Manhattan court, said the types of ecstasy he saw his boss take were sometimes in the shape of President Obama's face, and he said that Diddy did drugs every single day.
Is it safe to say that the four of us in here are uncultured in the ways of the world, in those ways of the world?
In the ways that you're talking about, like drugs and multiple
wild
body
sex parties and...
Then yes, we are not cultured in that.
I mean, I just think that... I don't think that... I'll speak for myself. You guys can be like, oh no, I could totally...
It's just their culture.
I read these stories about what the Diddy stuff is going on. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, I can't... I am so far separated from that type of lifestyle that seems to be casual.
Get a life, Annie.
I don't know.
Tell us about it.
No. I like to keep that side of my life private, Ryan.
Until now.
Just can
not,
I just
not
can
that
I,
private.
Can I just yeah. say that is a whole new level of rich, is having... Drugs is one thing. Having drugs, like, shaved to be, like...
They really did look like Obama.
That is a whole new level of rich.
It's not even as if you had to like squint to see Fred Flintstone in the vitamin. If you looked at it, you go, "That's Obama."
So no, this isn't
like
good
to
enough
know
as it is.
RFK Jr.'s thoughts on the health benefits of the entire fortification of the millennial generation, Flintstone's vitamins. Were they just compacted red number 5?
Yes.
Don't break me like that.
Did you take Flintstones vitamins?
Early, very early.
Oh, man.
I love gummy vitamins.
That might be the one crossover between how we grew up and Ethan.
That's probably it.
It's probably your only exposure to the Flintstones.
Weren't they on like a cereal box or something at one point?
Fruity Pebbles.
Really could have been anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're thinking of the Kix kid. All right, next one. Corinne Jean-Pierre insists Joe Biden is cancer-free.
That's gotta be.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to be different on this one.
This could be real, and it'd just be an older headline. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say B.
It is the B. Quote, he is as fit, healthy, and free of cancer as I've ever seen him, she told reporters. I know there are a lot of reports going around today about President Biden's health, but I want to be perfectly clear about this. It means he has cancer, but that he doesn't necessarily have cancer. Having cancer and having cancer are two very different things. While President Biden has cancer, I can assure everyone that he is cancer-free.
She was terrible.
Cancer was said a lot in that whole sentences.
A lot of these people get jobs after they're the press secretary. I'm not sure she's going to get a job.
She really is going to have to come out and say they kept me in the dark, or like she was the voice. She was the connection to the American people from the Biden administration, and she said a lot of things that were patently, deceptively lies. She can't get away without, she's either got to throw them under the bus and say everything I saw of President Biden when I saw him. He was with it. He was making decisions. I also only saw him maybe every other week or something, whatever it might be. But he's not going to be, she is not going to be able to get away with her role in all of this.
She'll do the same thing as all the rest of the media are doing right now, which is, how would we know? We had no access. She'll do that.
She can't.
She'll say just what you said.
She can't.
I saw him about once a month.
Well, yes, but saying, if you're the press secretary and you've said you've seen him once a month is a huge deal.
That's a scandal, yeah, too.
And if that's the way that she says, if that's her kind of plausible deniability, like, every time I saw him, he was fine, but I only saw him every once in a while, that is a huge story.
Mm-hmm. In 2015, Biden said he'd develop prostate cancer if he were forced to resign from politics.
What?
It's kind of a confusing headline. I'm gonna go the B.
I'm gonna say real.
This is real. In 2015,
say the headline again.
In 2015, Biden said he'd develop prostate cancer if he were forced to resign from politics. Here's the headline, the real headline from the Washington Times in 2015. Joe Biden jokes about faking prostate cancer to get out of the Obama administration. Real story.
Jeez.
Whose article?
The Washington Times. And this really did happen in 2015. Vice President Joseph R. Biden said Tuesday that he would develop prostate cancer or something if he had a fundamental disagreement with President Obama and was forced to resign from his post.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that interview.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that happening. I didn't remember him saying it was prostate cancer.
Yeah, it was.
Why prostate cancer?
Of all the things,
that's
right?
That's what I want to know.
Honestly, I think the reason you say prostate cancer, it is true that at a certain age, people stop testing for prostate cancer, specifically because the amount of life that a normal person would have left to live
is so long.
Would be shorter than the way a early stage prostate cancer would be. So, like, there's no reason if it's a 5-10 year diagnosis, but you're probably going to live 3 to 5 years, you're not going to put somebody through chemotherapy and kill their quality of life when something else is probably going to get to them before the prostate cancer.
Understood.
So I think that's probably why he said that, is because as far as cancers go, it's kind of a calmer, less aggressive one. It takes a minute.
Ooh. Got it.
Let's take a quick break. Ask us anything. Our next question segment at 1:25. YouTube live chat poll. Who communicates better, men or women? We'll be back in a minute. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.